What's all the PMS with Coach G? It's positively motivating sisters with purpose, meaning, style. Are you ready for positive conversations inspiring you to your next level? Do you need motivation to get you growing? Are you a sister, woman, leader, boss, mom, wife, female, her, she? I think you know what I mean. Are you seeking purpose in your life? Do you know the meaning for which you stand? Do you know your style is your unique authenticator? If you answered yes to any one of these questions, this podcast is designed with you in mind, which embodies the whole you, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually. Sisters, we are on a journey in connecting you from where you are to your what's next with purpose, meaning, style, and it all starts with you.
Hi, this is Coach G, your Chief PMS Cheerleader, motivating and empowering you to win in your personal and professional life, your connector, guiding you in bridging the gap from where you are to your what's next. I am your leadership and growth coach, strategist, empowerment speaker, best-selling author, mom, wife, Christian, and I get to serve you in doing what I am passionate about. You, sisters, we are on a journey for you living your life on purpose, for purpose, with purpose, meaning, style. Thank you. I missed you last week, but I hope you listened to the replay and just kept replaying, you know, episode 106 of Spring Cleaning Your Life. So you know what? We are in episode 107. And before we get there, I want to thank you as you continue to show up, listening, sharing the love, which means sharing this podcast with others, following, commenting, and liking this podcast. Simple things like that carries weight. But I also want to remind you, there is a way that you can monetarily support this show. And you can do that with that contribution, with that monetary contribution, as we consistently show up empowering you on your journey from where you are to your what's next through that education, inspiration, and elevation. Go to the show description, touch the link, support the show, give that donation, give that contribution. It speaks volumes. And I thank you so much when you take time to do that, because that's you saying that you stand in support of blessing this podcast so we can continue growing through the conversations we have here in this space. Okay, I said we're in episode 107. So we are going to talk about finding the work hard, play hard sweet spot. Okay, now you do believe you can have both, right? Do you know your sweet spot? Are you setting realistic expectations for your life? So think about this. Are you expecting to travel the world in 1 week? That's not quite realistic. Would we agree on that, right? Great goal or bucket list, but doing so may be more pressure than pleasurable. So we get to talk about some growth tips that you can incorporate in that when we talk about hard, okay? I love how we take the time to come into this space to nurture our growth personally and professionally. Now, you know, I am going to, and I get to share these growth tips in our conversation, helping you navigate through your life holistically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, and socially. And I asked that question when I first started, do you believe you can have both work hard and play hard? That you do not have to give up one or the other, but you can actually orchestrate your life in the sweet spot of living in both worlds, your world. But let me emphasize your sweet spot. Let's talk about that. You know, in a book, Max Lucado's book, The Cure, or let me say this, Cure for the Common Life, he talks about living in your sweet spot. He mentions your sweet spot is your zone, your region, your life precinct in which you were made to dwell, a life that makes sweet sense when you find your sweet spot. Hearing that word hard, we often think long hours, stress, too much, the hustle and bustle, exhaustion, too, impossible. Or if it's possible, we will be too tired to enjoy. I think you get what I mean when we talk about when we hear that word hard. But can we gain a different perspective in this word hard when we dig into this conversation of work hard, play hard? What did I say? Getting into that sweet spot of both worlds. So let's talk about four growth tips that I want to share as we have this time together, as we're having this conversation. Maybe you say, okay, how's the conversation? I'm not talking back to you, but you know what? I get to talk to you, and how you talk back to me, that's when you send your comments. That's when you share your love and you saying, okay, I get it, or I want to extend that love. I want to extend this. And so we get to, just take time to listen and not only take it in ourselves or fill our cups, we get to pour into others afterwards, right? So let's talk about these growth tips in helping you live in this sweet spot of working hard, playing hard. And let's say this productively, successfully, and leisurely. We can't forget the fun. That's the whole point of the work hard, play hard. But we want to be realistic and attainable in those expectations. And sometimes it's the simplest things that we can do that can put us into that sweet spot, into that space. And one of those is honor your time. Your time is more valuable than money because you cannot get back time. I know you agree with that, but you can lose and regain money. So why not honor your time in working hard and honor your time in playing hard? Which can mean, are you allocating enough time for both work responsibilities and leisure activities in your life? Are there areas where you can simplify your tasks or delegate responsibilities to create a more balanced life? We cannot go back in time, but we can protect the time we place into the activities of our lives. And then another part of that heart is align your professional goals and values with your personal desires and interests to find that fulfillment and satisfaction in both work and play. In other words, the best of both worlds, which makes life that much sweeter. And then remove the distractions. We talk about that. We've talked about that on several occasions. We have to be intentional about removing distractions. And that can mean set intentional focus time. Most of us have phones. Put your phone on do not disturb for an allotted time. Set focus on your phone for a scheduled time, whether that's daily, once a week, for an hour or 30 minutes or 15 minute interval breaks throughout your day that allows you time to work and play, finding that sweet spot. And then one of the last ones is just do both. Yeah, do both. Find that space where what you work in, you find fun in doing. Because I said we can have the best of both. Dive into what's enjoyable for you. Make a note when working on a particular project, when you're doing your work activities or those work tasks, what are those things that you enjoyed about it? Was it the interaction with clients? Was it actually creating that spreadsheet? And then even think about the challenges you had and do the same for a fun activity you engage in and find the commonalities from both and integrate into your week, day, and month. So can I sum up this conversation with this? Work hard on what you want to achieve. Play hard in what brings you joy. Work hard on what matters. Play hard and what makes you happy. And you know what? You may have to replay that and hear that again and digest that. All the while, you are navigating your unique sweet spot of work hard, play hard, a place you can thrive. So, no matter where you are on your journey, you do not have to do it alone, which I always thank you for as you listen to, the conversation and the growth tips that we share here, that I even have the opportunity to offer you into Queen's Court Society School of Growth membership. I stress the saying before where it says, you know what, if you want to go fast, do it alone. If you want to go far, do it together. And so that's what this community is. We get to do it together. And you know what? We get to work hard and play hard in your personal development and growth. And that growth starts with you. So go ahead. The doors are open. Step into Queen's Court Society School of Growth membership. That's just one option where you can shift your focus, help others, ask for help, keep yourself accountable and others, and embrace something new while helping you develop, strategies for your personal improvement, reaching higher levels of success in your life and business, and literally owning your life and business. Which brings me to the point, go to the show description. It's there. The details are there. You can touch the link, Queen's Court Society School of Growth membership. Learn more about this growing community where we support, encourage, and empower you as the woman leader you are, or as the entrepreneur you are, or as that boss queen you are, as you are on this journey, creating those meaningful changes in the world. That's you taking a deeper dive. That's even you finding that place of finding that sweet spot, because you get to work hard and play hard, choosing to own your brilliance, braveness, and branding. And that's, I said, that's one option. Or maybe your option is, okay, Coach G, I need a more intimate space. I need one-on-one coaching and accountability. Go to the show description, touch on the contact, put what you're looking for so we can dive deep into that one-on-one signature coaching with one another. Or maybe it's leadership growth coaching or keynote speaking for your event. All you have to do for us to partner, you know what, and connect from where you are to your what's next. What is that next level of growth for you? I want to partner with you and walk with you along the journey as you navigate through these, challenges or transformations or growth opportunities. So just boldly step, go, or you can go to the website, gstylecoaching.com, touch the contact tab. And again, let's work together. But in the meantime, share the love. Share the love with other sisters or a group you believe that can benefit from this podcast and listening to this podcast, or maybe even interested in being a guest on this podcast. Remember, your voice matters. So I invite you to share your comments. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Follow if you haven't followed, so we can stay connected on more episodes that come your way. And then rate the podcast so we continue to increase our visibility and reach. And I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you in advance as you support the show and as you take action for your life, to own your life and your business. And in saying all of that, until next time, sisters, let's keep growing, because it all starts with you.